Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this is Nick. It is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the fourth issue of this Avengers story arc, while it's still 15 cents. Even though now you probably won't be able to find it for less than $59.76.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. I have no idea.
It probably is pretty expensive.
It's part of a story arc, so yeah. We're doing issue number 92 of the Kree-Skrull War, so it's the fourth issue in that nine-issue
arc
story arc. If you want to check out our previous covers, check out our last couple episodes.
So we get right into this with the Avengers having kind of like a lazy day here. They're all in their...
the one time they're relaxing and not in their costumes.
Yep. Only time I've ever seen it in this entire... other than Wanda when she was in bed the one time.
Yep.
But she's got some nice legs. I mean, you know, I'm impressed. Has time to, you know, like do her... leg bend shit. I don't know what the hell she'd do. Because, well,
she didn't skip leg day.
There you go. And you've got Vision over here in this nice cardigan sweater here, which makes him look a lot like Paul Bettany in this one.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. And Quicksilver. I love how his hair is always...
the split.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me think of Bugs Bunny. I don't know why.
Okay.
But they're all relaxing, and Wanda's getting ready to walk out the door when
now this is Jarvis's turn to knock over.
Yeah,
everybody.
So Jarvis like blasts the door, but he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Wanda, but he's got messages for or something
for the Avengers,
Quicksilver and Vision." Well, he doesn't even say her. Oh, and then he says Miss Wanda at the end of it.
Yeah.
But she's like, "Look, just the baseball scores. It's not that important." And then he's like, no, read the headline. And basically...
I was in such a state, I didn't see you.
Yeah. But...
don't mind her, Jarvis. She's just a woman. God damn it.
Yep.
That's not what he said.
But basically, he might as well have.
Which is hilarious, because when the one issue when Valkyrie shows up, it was basically... Her whole point was, women are better than men, we do all the work, and they take all the credit. And I think at one... Like, the Avengers men go to fight, and...
They get captured. Yeah.
The women come in, save their asses, and they got the credit. It's
yep.
like, I know you don't watch Teen Titans Go.
Correct.
But there's an episode.
I try not to watch trash. Anyways.
Well, you're going to be watching the movie because at some point in time.
I forgot about that.
It's actually a good movie. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. There's one episode where the Robin, Cyborg, and Beast Boy are trying to be chivalrous to Raven and Starfire. And so, like, you guys just sit down and relax. We'll take care of the heavy lifting. And they get captured. And then they radio them. And they're like, Raven's like, do you guys need help? Oh, no, you guys don't worry yourself. It's fine. We'll get out of this on our own. They end up getting, I think, Terra, Ravager, and Jinx to help them go break them out. And then the boys like, no, you guys don't have to worry about it. It's still a good episode. Anyway.
Sure. But anyways, so it turns out the scientists that were there that they had sworn to secrecy were like, we blabbed.
Fuck you!
We blabbed everything.
Yep.
Not only did we blab everything, but we blabbed it to a congressman, I think?
Well, they told everybody, and Congress was like, hey, so we're going to make a alien division task force thing.
Yep.
Headed by H. Warren...
H. Warren Craddock?
Yeah, I kept wanting to say Haddock.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. H. Warren Craddock.
Because he's full of crap. Oh. But, and basically this is like the, Soviet Red Scare all over again, but with aliens this time.
Yep. Which is, I mean, this is what, about a decade after the Red? No, probably not that long, because that was early to mid-60s, wasn't it?
50s and 60s, I think.
Was it 50s?
I think so.
Okay. So, yeah, so
But it turns out that communism was just a red herring.
Thank you for that.
No problem. But they're basically like, and the Avengers are part of this, and we're going to have to ferret all these aliens out. And by doing so, we're, you know, going to save this great country of ours.
Well, sound familiar? They're tag of the Avengers in this because they are housing Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Who is Well, the scientist said that he is an alien.
Yep.
I don't think they said Kree.
I'm pretty sure did.
Okay.
Anyways, but regardless, they're like, yo, so if they just give us up, or we're going to the Marvel, or the Avengers mansion, and they need to give him up Captain Marvel. And he's like, maybe I should give myself up. And they're like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
And then, Carol Danvers comes in a helicopter that...
Something happened, like the helicopter it doesn't get struck by light. I don't know how it just
nothing
stops.
Happened. It's like, oh, I'm having malfunctions in my... Because there's not enough action in this boring part of the book, so I have to throw a little bit of action in here. And Mar-Vell's like, don't worry, I'll jump and hit the bottom of your helicopter like a bug on a windshield. Oh, that didn't work. And Vision's like, don't worry, I got this, boss. And he, you know, just gets the helicopter smashed into him.
Yep.
Like, I don't know how she survived. Because it literally, like, first she gets a fucking, you know, superhero fucking bug splat on the front
which
of it.
Which will definitely destabilize, yeah.
And then Vision's like, don't worry, I got this, hoss. And he just stands there, he's like, super hard mode, splat.
And it still destroys the roof, like, what the hell?
But then he's like, don't worry, I'm back. And he's like, I couldn't have been hurt by that. And Wanda's like, oh, I was so worried about you. And he's like, I'm an android. You're a mutant. We can't fuck. Just get over with it.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. And then he walks away.
I also want to point out that go enjoy the new WandaVision TV show on Disney Plus in a month. Anyway.
So, yeah, so anyway, then we've got Nick Fury and Dum-Dum. Flying by because, yeah, they're always together. And they do a flyby of Avengers Tower, and they're like, I was checking in on you guys. We got to make sure that they know that we know that we're here.
I will say, I love Fury in these issues.
It's gone. It's gone.
Okay. Underneath the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over there. God damn it. Thank you.
Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties with some equipment here.
Fucking Sundays. anyway, I love Nick Fury in these issues. He knows who his friends are. I'll just put that out there because there's some stuff later on.
Yeah, and he knows who pays his check, and he knows which one he prefers to...
He knows what horse to back.
Yeah.
But like, cause I think he is... Yes, he's doing a flyby.
So that the Avengers know that they are... You know, keeping an eye on them, basically.
Yeah. Oh, no, what is it? Was that later?
Yeah, that's
later. Oh, you know, okay, so they're flying by, and then Captain Marvel is like, all right, well, I gotta go into hiding, so the Avengers
No, he's like...
No, it's right here.
Well, first he says, I should go turn myself in.
Yeah, and they said no.
And then Carol is like, no, we need to put you in hiding.
Oh, well, Avengers said that, too.
Yeah, and he's like, she's like, I know this perfect place. And he's like, oh.
He's like, okay, so, I guess if you say so.
Just you and me. And
so, yeah, so Fury and S.H.I.E.L.D. are flying around. Marvel and Carol hop into an Avengers ship and take off. And like, oh, well, we should go chase after them, but don't give them too wide of a berth. And then they give them too wide of a berth, and the plane escape. Goes off. Oh, no.
I feel like you did that on purpose. Are you calling me out there, sir? Because I'll assure you that I did that on purpose.
And then just click.
Yep. Nick Fury's like, I did it for America.
Fuck you, Kevick. Yeah.
And then we get this little, you know, Rick Jones thing about, oh, I missed my comic book heroes. And like, this is...
Well, he talks about being a nobody back at an orphanage. And I had all these old comic books. And he just reread them. And everything was hunky-dory back then. Like, why you bring this shit up? Who cares?
Yeah, it made no sense right here. Did you notice the little Batman-looking dude up there in the corner?
Yeah.
And then the Spectre-looking dude, like, front and center.
That guy... Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But, you know, he's all like, yeah, I just wanted to be a superhero, but, you know... the good guys always beat the bad guys out with a scorecard, and he's like, and I ain't got no scorecards. It's basically just Rick Jones, and we don't really...
Whiny Rick Jones that we've known and loathed.
Yeah, and then the Avengers are like, man, you know, the we've been dragging our good names in the dirt because of this. And then Goliath is like, hey, do you guys hear fighting outside? And there's like these two guys that are like, you know, this big guy's bullying on this little guy, and Goliath's like, well, I'm going to show him what a big bully can be. And they're like, ha, you fell for it because you're an idiot, Avenger. These are your court summons, you know. And he's like, oh, I'm going to fucking summon you, all right? I'm going to break your goddamn arm off. And then the other Avengers come out, and they're like, look, calm down, Goliath. We realize that a woman hurt you, but you don't need to take it out on everybody. And,
So, yeah, so the next day they go to the court, and...
They didn't even wear suits to court. Can you believe
that? Well, they wore their suits. And they are being, obviously, court-ordered to tell everything they know about the alien Kree. The scientists are there to talk about it.
This one thing threw me off for a second right here, because this looks like a really old Matt Murdock right here with the red glasses on.
Ah,
fair. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, wait, never mind. That's nothing to do with it. It was just really just bad choicing of coloration.
Correct. Yeah, but they're also being... They're going against the Fantastic Four. They're there as witnesses. Well, I say Fantastic Four, but it's really just Mr. Fantastic and the Thing.
And Mr. Fantastic's like, you know, I trust that they would have done the best thing, you know, for them. And then the Thing's like, fuck, I don't even know these guys. These aren't the Avengers that I know. I don't trust any of them for anything. They're probably a bunch of bullshitters and,
yeah,
you know, and it's like, wow, thanks a lot.
Good job, dumbass. And of course that sends Goliath over the edge, and he's like, I'll give you a pounding. And Thing's like, bring it on, big man. Like, fucking morons.
Don't get me wrong, the Thing would totally wreck Goliath.
Well, yeah, because
yeah,
Clint Barton Goliath is a fucking pussy.
Well, even if it was, you know...
I think Hank Pym might... No, well, you know what? You know who would actually hold his own? Probably Bill Foster. Just saying.
Anyways, so they swear in Vision, which fucking cracked me up because, you know, like... He's like, yeah. He's like, I don't lie. He's like, my circuitry makes it, you know, impossible for me to lie.
Yeah,
I've been, you know. And he's like, well, whatever, you know, you android thing.
Like, we can't listen to a robot. You only pair what people tell you. And Vision's like, I'm an android, not a robot.
Right. He's like, you know, you're an idiot. And he's like, I don't care. He's like, it's all it is that we can't trust anything that you say. Maybe we'll call on you later. Maybe.
Oh, so you remember those tentacle things we saw in the one issue of
yes
of Scorpio? Well, they come back finally. They actually happen here.
Oh yeah,
when Rick Jones has a vision during court of Captain Marvel being in trouble.
I think that's one of those porns they watch there in Japan.
You know, I was gonna make the same joke. But yeah, Jones has a vision of Captain Marvel being tussled up by
the tentacles. He runs out of the courtroom. And
is yelling no.
The judge is like, get that kid back in here. Get him back in here. And they're like, oh, he's gone. We don't know where he went. It's like, it's a fucking, you know.
He's right over there down the hall. We can't get him.
He's sitting there.
Eyes covered. They can't see me. I'm against the wall.
Hey, has anybody seen this kid?
So obviously everything's going against their favor. Somebody has signed that says Avengers Disassembled, which I had to chuckle at.
Yeah.
Because that is an amazing storyline that we'll get to eventually.
But then Wanda, like, you know, clears a path through the rioters.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get to Avengers Mansion, which has been trashed. And, you know, poor Jarvis is sitting there like, you know, I tried to stop them, but there's just so many of them, and I couldn't do anything, and I'm just a fucking butler. Why would you guys leave me here alone, right? You're assholes? And so, you know, then Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor show up out of basically nowhere, and they're like, by the way, you guys have disgraced the Avengers. Goodbye. You're no longer Avengers.
Yeah, and I know Goliath is trying to argue it, but Vision's like, well, by our law...
According to the bylaws of the Avengers, you know...
They can do anything they want. That's just
They're the original Avengers. They can decide whether we're here or not here, and that's, you know, basically where it leads us off at.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story arc.